Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Isaiah chapter 41,
Isaiah
1-7. Isaiah 41 verse 1-7. The Bible says, "Keep silence before me, O islands."
Na Bible say, "Oh, asasimunye di ewo menim."
And let the people renew their strength.
Na moma nipa no enya ho ade foforo.
Let them come near, then let them speak.
Moma wo momra menche na wo monkasa.
Let us come near together to judgment.
Na moma ye nyina ye mom emra.
Who raised up the righteous man from the east?
Na why no ma otrini ni no so efi east?
Called him to his foot.
Ah,
gave the nations before him. And made him rule over kings. He gave them as a dust to his sword and as the driven stubble to his bow. So the Bible is talking in verse 2 about somebody who was down that God raised up. And God is asking the question, who did it? Who raised up the righteous man and exalted the righteous person over kings?
Na babu mayeti asie wonyame asem Isaiah no nyame bisa se e kasafa obi ana woda form ana se nyoma nkoye no nyame ma no so onyame asem se why na wo ma wo tini ni no so a otumi be di ahemfo so.
Verse 4 now.
Nye chichemu enan.
Who has wrought and done it?
Who has
done it? Who has done it? Who has worked and done it?
One year.
Of course, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
Slow down, down.
But it's good.
Yeah.
You know, this message, I prepared this message many years ago, more than 10 years ago. And at that time, I was using this Bible. So, you know, I have to go back for this old Bible. I'm now using a different Bible now. Okay. So, says that who has worked and done it, calling the generations from the beginning.
Oh, say why now? Yeah, I offer. I want to ask one every ashasiye.
And God is answering it himself.
Says
that who is the one who raised up the righteous person who was down? And who has called the generations from the beginning? He says, I the Lord, the first, and with the last. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am he.
Or say, minim ni amene.
I the Lord, the first, and with the last. I love it that way. With the last.
Or say, eyemi onyame. Ame ya ashasie eni ewiye.
I am he.
Eyemi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the people are renewing their strength now. God say, everybody should be quiet and let them hear me. Because I want the people to get some strength. I want the people to get some hope. I want to show the people what I've done in times past. And God asks a rhetorical question, that who has raised up the person who was down, and who has lifted him up and placed him even above kings? And he answers his question himself. He says, I the Lord, the first and with the last.
Hallelujah.
I am the one who did it. As a result, let's look at verse 5. It says that the isles saw it, or small nations, they saw what I had done.
Well, see, I'm an amanketing kitten, you know, who niamia rademaye
and feared.
Now, what must throw ye?
The ends of the earth were afraid, junior and came.
Now, I say, we are see a man, you know, no must throw. Now, what must chimbe and po?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a result of what God has done before,
he says that.
Small nations saw it, and then they were encouraged. They had hope. Because of the hope, they helped everyone, his neighbor. And everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. Tell the person sitting by you, be of good courage. Be full of hope. Now the last verse. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith. And he that smoothed with the hammer, him that smote the anvil. That's the same as the carpenter encouraging the metal smith.
Na nini na kasafa abubonia eni ni awoye sika kokwa hwa dia juma wasi carpenter abubonia ese ni awoye sika kokwa go smith ni nkran.
Isn't that wonderful? Because many things you can do with metal, you can use wood to do it also. So as a result of what God has done, the carpenter, who was a rival of the metal smith, they began to encourage each other, not to fight each other. So it's like all hands on deck. And so the carpenter said to the metal smith that the thing is ready for smiting. You know, you put it in hot in fire, and then when it's ready, the metal smith will knock and shape it and all that. So the carpenter was encouraging the metals.
Nessa said that you want Juma, who ya would the shagem, the Janiya Sina Yakoquia, what to me abo Edienya, near Opeso Winaniti. Carpenter Nini Kacha go smitten in his air, and Miraso said we were Juma.
May the Lord add his blessing, his anointing, his grace, his forward movement, even to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
It is important to open the seminar with this message of hope. Because hope controls or determines people's current behavior. The way that people act when they sense victory or when they see hope is different from the way that they act when they do not see hope or they do not see victory ahead. When people do not see hope or victory, they abandon their roles and they stop going the second mile. They don't sacrifice for anybody because, I mean, what you are going to do is going to be in vain. When people do not see hope, they do bad things to themselves. You'll be amazed. They do bad things to themselves and they do bad things to other people. They become so suicidal. But they don't kill themselves quickly. Like maybe going to hang themselves, but you see the way that they are living, they are just saying, death, come for me.
Nanyasa wakwa kwa sen hunwe wuntem. Nemam kanya wafa sumba na bran utimuse wofrewu.
Number three, when people do not see hope, they tear one another down, and the efforts that others make are seen as a waste of time.
Se nipa nyani daswa, obi ye bibimpa wuntumi emwano monton koso, ochini sign, na wuhu se adi obi ye podi abuano, e yadi awosenimre.
When people do not see hope, they do not sense victory, they don't want to hear anything about the situation that they have given up on.
Se nipa nyani daswa anase wontumi huku nimdia bi wade a wo yanum a ompese obete bibia fa ade a wo ya ebe se da chino.
Sometimes when you are talking to them about the situation that they deem hopeless, they feel that the guy, he doesn't know what he is talking about. And the guy, where did he come from?
Say na wuni obi a wo kasa na ni daswa sa kasa na wo
Because So when you are talking to people about is there hope for Africa, they wonder what a subject, why should you talk about this? I mean, how can we do this thing to ourselves and think that there is hope?
Now sometimes
I'm inclined to think that if there should be anybody who should feel hopeless from where I stand in society, I should see more, or I can tell you more about hopelessness than what you even see yourself.
Na senkaya ka nyanko tumi akase abibiman yenye ndida so bia ke betu aba sa ye me esan ba bia mi jina anase ba bia mi hu nyoma fa no mi hu liye empo ese wo.
I see better than some of you who hear through politicians.
Na mi hu po bebre ese wo a wutie fi amamu amanyofo ho.
Because politicians have a way of making the thing look like that thing is great and wonderful, whereas it is not really like that. So from where I stand, you know, last week I was in a conference in Accra, a conference that you will never get. I'm saying you will never get because it is about the first of its kind organized concerning international negotiations. And this conference was handled by people that you cannot ordinarily meet in life. But here we are locked up with them for 5 good days, and they are telling us about negotiations. These are people who have stood for our nation, and they have negotiated our past and our present. These are practitioners on the ground who have stood for Africa and for developing countries, and they have negotiated things with transnational corporations, with international joint venturers, they call them. But these people are locked in with you, and you see a side of issues that you don't see ordinarily. You don't see in the papers. That is why I feel inclined sometimes to think that from where I stand, I see more about Africa, the reality of our situations, more than some of us who have given up and who have thought that we have mortgaged ourselves away. Our attitude is just so bad and all that. I believe that there is hope for Africa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe in spite of whatever picture you may also have, that there is hope for Africa.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is a message of hope I am bringing to us today.
Saya ka baby a migina no mehu nyoma simu bebre. Ehiramudie ne nsama ya keka mi hu mete no edoso. Nanso wo dia bia otitifia maamofo ano, no bibia la beka dia ye ne dem se be ya na sem be ya de no otumi aton na sem. Na emom wo nyoma hu ni nyama tene nyama hu amati nyina mu ameka ne se. Eni da suo bi wo ho e ma bibi man.
When people do not see hope, when people do not see victory, they live a short-term life. They don't care about the medium term and they don't think about the long term. They think about, Pastor, what are we eating today? They live one day at a time. They don't care about their attitudes, their choices today, as long as it is filling their stomach and blessing their family. They never think about the generations ahead.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
If your life is characterized by even one or more of some of these things that I've talked about, you need this message, because you do not have the hope in Africa that God wants you to have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to see more light and more hope.
I was saying, who I can't be brave, and you need that so be brave.
Because there are things which are hidden from the normal eye, which has to be viewed in the light of the Word of God before you see those hidden things. There are circumstances in Africa, there are people that you can take for granted until you pick them up and you view them in the light of the Word of God, and you begin to see hidden features about that situation, hidden features about those people that does not meet the common eye.
Na say na nyo ma bi ekwa na wadwen ya ose ni da so asa ebe nya sa wo betumi ahwe nyo ma no enam onyame asem mu sa wo de onyame asem ahwe nyo ma bi ne tibia bia enye na wo be hu ade a onyame pa kye woni pa bi mpo a anka wani enna so se bibi pa bi betumi afi ni mu aba ana se tibia bia ye nyina dwen ya se enye sa wo de onyame asem ni wa ehwe a wo be hu se bibi pa bi de akire.
As the person sitting by you, what do you see?
This and your two chance said then a wo.
When you look at the landscape of Africa, what do you see?
So we should be made with to Adana.
Because some people see more of the devil's work than God's work. Some people see more of the wickedness and machinations and manipulations of human beings than the work of God. I want to suggest to us that we need to lift up the African person, we need to lift up the black person, we need to lift up our nations,
yes,
we need to lift up our circumstances,
yes,
and view them in the light of the Word,
hallelujah,
of the Lord. And then we are going to see that all hope is not lost.
Hallelujah.
We are going to see that there are things that God has hidden, light and blessings that does not meet the common eye.
Hallelujah. Now when you know I'm a person who says say bibi my I was saying ma or nipa bibini so I was saying ma tibia ye woman so I was saying ma adi biara ye wose bibi my na ya do nyamia sem eshe na no man ye be who say oh and it has so be a hard mind.
When people see hope and they sense victory, they encourage one another.
Say nipa who and it has so no who say kunim dia bi wa niya wa ye na chia and ye na obwa ni nyonko emomu.
So when God said that all the nations should be quiet so that they renew their strength, they renew their national strength, they renew their resolve, the Bible says that when he recounted what he had done in times past, making nations and people reign in this life, the carpenter and the metalsmith began to encourage each other.
Hallelujah.
And began to help each other.
Hallelujah.
That is what happens when people see hope.
Say enipa wo ni da so a omadwene ni omuni ye nyina sesa no nyame kan wa Isaiah se amana amana nyina munye di na de tu no so omunye di obese omunye di no mu kai kai ade onu nyame aye na wo mu se wo nyame aye ni omakase akase baba ma yete se so omusuro ye na ni a wo gbugbo nua ni a wo ye na de hu adwuma omunyina ahyase se wo mu hye wo mu hu nkran.
When people see hope, They go the second mile and sacrifice for upcoming generations.
Na se nipa hu anidaso a otukwa kan na ogyanwoma bi a wose woyɛ na woyɛ de bua awontoto aso adi yachi.
They bear pain with joy because they focus on the victory and on the hope and the light that is ahead.
Wo yɛ omu no omu pinche sɛ esan ade ada omu ani so omu de yɛ omu pinche ka ho ekokodu sa.
When people sense victory, they are enthusiastic about their roles. I know I'm sounding monotonous, but bear with me. I need to catch you where you are. They are enthusiastic about their roles, and they talk about the impending victory, and they want to be a part of the success story.
Now, se nipa hu se ni daso eba, anase kunimdi eba, adiabu biara wo yeno, si biabi ayadi na she biara, wo yeno wo yeni ye, no kwa swara suka eni daso anase
child of God or whoever is listening, do you see hope in Africa or you see hopelessness?
Now when you are Christian, you be so sad as oh any that swabi. Emma ewa bibi mamma and asen ya wuhunu.
These signs I'm giving you will let you know whether you see hope or you don't see hope. When you are sacrificing for the next generation, when you are talking about the impending victory, when you are enthusiastic about your part and your role in it, then you can say that I have hope. But when you are laid back and you are thinking about yourself and your family, and you are not thinking about the next generation, and you are thinking about getting everything for yourself, I am telling you, it is because you do not have hope in the future. That is why you have to grab now for yourself in greed, forgetting that other people should have it. So I want to encourage you, child of God, or whoever is listening to us, we need to see the case of Africa in the light of the word of God, which I'm going to show to you pretty soon.
Hallelujah. Now maybe so sabrawa wo bonaya brawa wo ya se wo de wo ni wabusia fonti munyina mo twetwe ewani bremu se monko na mu benya dia enye na wo ni andi da so biara. Mom, Sawusi, oh, me to me watcher, me cook, pay, me pinacher, me chile come set, bayer, that in a bayer, as a mehuse, a careful from beer, a yapa me badia, and then I just say, oh, and it does so.
Somebody says, Pastor, I mean, where do you put your hope and your faith? I mean, you must put it in yourself, all that. You must put it in where, maybe where you are. You cannot think about Africa. You cannot have faith for Africa or hope for Africa. I will show you something from the word of God that Jesus Christ taught concerning faith.
Nebia na waju yourself so for hope we and it as well as to do. Ghana cram in Sedania need us woo. Nebby be mine now a person what slow say. Bibi when you're mere somewhere, yes, you can't, yeah, a fast Tibian.
Because some people have hope for other things, or rather for their own things, but not for things like black people, and not for things like the church, you know, God's future for the church, God's future for Africa, God's future for humanity. No, that is not where they exercise their faith. Their faith is used only for themselves. How they will get food, how they get cars, how they get a job, how they get a marriage. But there was a time that the apostles came to Jesus and they told Jesus, I think it's in Luke chapter 13 or so, they told Jesus that increase our faith. And Jesus told them that if you have a small faith, it will work for you. Whatever faith that you have, it will work for you. But he told them a story in the same breath. He said that which of you, when he has a servant, will rather get the servant to come home from the field, and then the servant finishes dinner, and afterwards he will thank the servant. Jesus said that there is nobody who does that. What was Jesus teaching? What was Jesus talking about? He was talking about faith. How we can get the small faith that we have to serve us. And Jesus was teaching that faith must first of all, as a servant, be sent to the field. It must go outside. And he said two things, to go and pour and to go and dig or gather or something like that. Says that the faith must first of all go outside and go and do something in the field, and afterwards you can use the faith for your dinner and for things that bears directly on you. My sister, you will come in, but I know that many believers, they use their faith for themselves to provide dinner, serve them the dinner on their table. But Jesus taught them that you don't need an increase of faith. The little faith you have, it depends on how you deploy it. It depends on how you use it. And I tell you that our faith must be used for things in the field, to get the harvest of God in, to get the word of God out, to get people reformed, to get things that directly does not bear on us. Our faith must be used to solve it. And then afterwards, we use our faith to provide our needs for supper. Afterwards, don't thank faith. There are some people behave as if faith is God, and God is faith. That's another message. Tell them the gist.
Nye wamu ne se jidie na ya ya wano ya wo jidie ma ya nkasa ya hu ya ni jidie e ma bebi di wanyamia bo ya to ni adia wasi ya nyemu eno tuwe kinka wanyamia samuna yesu esu ya fuwano ba ninchambe kacha omse yesu buwa ya ina ye jidie nu ye nani bebe na yesu kacha omse mu ye jidie bebe kakrana mu wanase mu di ye juma ebe buwamu na odi bebu sembi tuwa se why and obesuma na ko ase wonko nwura mu enkoye adwuma na oni a odi ade na abesan fra akwa ne se brefie na bra me mi odi ade ni ni mento opunu na didi ente sa dan ni na woni pa ne betwen se akwa ne be fi nwura mu beba no ba be ye adwani no di esi odi ade ni na nim na wadi na wo kiremu akosi se sa asemu a yesu ka kire suafo na opa kire sen opa kire se wuji de ketwa na wo won fa ye adwuma wa bonten fa ye juma fa tu akra bre yesu nchen fa ye juma fa hwehwe se ba bi de wo wono nyo ma pa be si ho ansam na baba be dwene wo ho se wo ye ne wa bontini ye a ansa na wa be to epuno e wo ho na wadi se wa nya ne sa na wo ye ne wo di ansa na wo di akwa bontin a na wo nya ye ni ye yesu se ye nyine ne wa bontini kan jidi a ye wo ne fa ye juma wa bontin kan ansa na ya be fie abeto puno amaye ho.
Is there hope for Africa?
Ne ni da so bi o ho ma bibi.
Are you going to apply your faith on things in the field?
And so would you didn't know one would you call your juma wa bontia na?
Is there hope for black people in general?
Na ebibi mine ebibi for you and it as so be an
considering our political, social, financial mistakes and damages.
Na yeshe near ya memu for yesika sem emraya bo ana emraya dia juma said ya dan dan wafano anaso and it as so be homayana.
Our educational and our mental mistakes that we have suffered and we are still suffering, is there hope for Africa?
Ya disuemu ene adwene mu ehawa yenya ye bisa ebibiman anaso ene da so bi wo homan ana.
What is the answer?
Na nya ye ni ano ne se ye bisa ene da so bi wo homan ebibiman ana.
It's a resounding yes.
Na aya no kra yes papa ni bi.
Is it this is how you have to use your faith?
When
you
kwaya wasa wo faso na wudi ujidi adwuma.
I didn't see anything concerning your marriage or your money.
Man ka bibi afa wa wari ho ana usika ho.
Or concerning your food.
Ana wa duan ho.
There is nothing that God gives you which is for you.
Adebe biara ni ho a wo nyamede ma wa ye wankasa wo dia.
There is no faith, there is no hope that he gives you by the word of God that is for you. There is even no spiritual gift or anointing that is for you. All the things that God gives you is for people to benefit from it.
Now also what you are saying is and shrabi biara ni wa wanyamede ma wa ya wo dia enwo shrabi biara ni wa wanyamede ma wa ya wo dia wanyamede afa wo so se tontro wa se som na fa ya madwuma e ti wo wo nsira wo wo nsira wo wo den a onyame de amao se be ye mwa e de amobi.
He says to us, use it in the open field first, dig with it, gather with it, and afterwards come and tell the same servant, cook my dinner and benefit from it, and afterwards don't thank it. Thank God. Who is the source?
And utinya odima obiara wose fako na kwena fako ya djuma na boabo ano ansa na wa befia ba betra se se akwa enya djuane ma oni a wokọ ya wudi kọ ya djuma wunya ye no eno ene beye eboa ama wanya bibi ewo wopno so.
Is there hope for Africa?
And it aso bi wo ho ma bibi man.
Yes, there is hope for Africa.
No cry, and it has all home.
See, there was a time in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26, that God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness.
Now, we can come Genesis, maybe so, yeah, and coupon can say, Mama, yeah, ni passe, yeah, and so.
In other words, what God was saying was that I want to take a picture of myself. I want my image. I want to see how I look like. I want a reflection of me. So when he took a picture of himself, made man in his image after his likeness, the outcome was Adam, the physical Adam, our first parent.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say it is after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.